It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado companies received more than $10 billion in federal aid to help them recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The U.S. government released data to the public this week on who got loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. More than 100,000 businesses across the state borrowed money. The loans are designed to cover payroll expenses. Many of the companies aren't the mom-and-pop operations most people think of as small businesses. Businesses of all kinds tap the funding, from tech firms to investment companies to large restaurant chains. Some recognizable names include Wendy's and the Colorado Museum of Natural History. The Small Business Administration says the program has helped create or keep 900,000 jobs in Colorado. Colorado Public Radio received assistance through the program. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is taking steps to make sure that plumbers and electricians don't get stuck on the lowest rungs of their professions. A new law requires employers to track and report the amount of training and education their apprentices receive. Jeremy Ross is with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
The number of apprentices that are held back by their contractors due to lack of reporting and so many other issues is a big one for our industry. So this is a big step in the right direction.
Union representatives say the new law should eventually mean thousands more licensed members of their trades working in Colorado. A team led by a Colorado researcher has developed a tool for calculating the risk of coronavirus infection from activities like going to a protest, riding the bus, or being in a classroom. The developer is CU Boulder professor Jose Luis Jimenez. He says the COVID airborne transmission estimator shows, for example, that being in a socially distanced classroom with an infected teacher is riskier than being with an infected fellow student because the teacher talks more. Jimenez says he'll further refine the tool as more is known about the virus. This is CPR News.